Whether you grew up harvesting soybeans or have no idea what a soybean looks like, you probably encounter them all the time. Just take a walk around a grocery store. These chips contain soy oil. This veggie chicken is made from soy protein. And this real chicken was probably fed soybeans.
Outside of the grocery store, soy shows up too. You'll find it in glue, paint, biodiesel, and even the backing on AstroTurf. Don't get me wrong, these soybean uses are not really new.
Even Henry Ford in the 1930s had built cars using soy oil paint. They were using soy oil in the shock absorbers of the cars. So, I mean, that goes back a long time.
That's Kansas State agronomy professor William Chapaw. He says people have been using soy in industry for a century now, but in the last decade, interest has really picked up. In 2001, just over 3% of soybean oil went to inedible uses. But by 2011, that number was up to 20%. All parts of the soybean can be used in industry, but companies most commonly use the oil. Farmer Bob Hazelwood serves on the United Soybean Board and the Kansas Soybean Commission.
Most times, if you have a product that you use petroleum-based oil in, with some modification, you can use soybean oil and replace some of that petroleum-based oil.
He says soybeans have an advantage over petroleum because they're available every year, right here in America.
And, you know, a lot of the manufacturers are looking for a more green solution to their products, and soybeans kind of help them to fit that niche.
To develop these bio-based products, some companies rely on researchers, like those at the Kansas Polymer Research Center. The center in Pittsburgh, Kansas, develops and tests polyurethanes and plastics made from soy oil. It gets funding from the government, the United Soybean Board, and private companies like Cargill. Here's research manager Ivan Yavni.
Our orientation was to develop something that can be used by big industry and put on the market.
He says they've been pretty successful, and you can see the evidence around the building.
These sofas that have polyurethane here, you can see here in our entrance hall.
The sofa contains filling made with 30% soybean oil. While basically anything that's made out of petroleum can be made out of soybeans, the trick is doing it as well and as cheaply. That's why the sofa is not made entirely of soy.
That is our goal, of course, our dream.
Ron Model, grain science professor at Kansas State University, says the issue is economic as well as technological.
The plastics markets in particular are heavily oriented towards petroleum-based products. You have a market that's already established. In many cases, the infrastructure supports the petroleum product. So when the petroleum industry has its own subsidies to keep its prices down, that makes it very difficult for soy to enter these markets.
But Model says the potential is clearly there. For one thing, the majority of industrial uses today rely on soybean oil. But he says manufacturing presents a great opportunity to use all parts of the soybean.
The area that's not being exploited so far is the carbohydrate fractions. If we can determine ways of making those into something akin to plastics, I think that's a huge area that hasn't been exploited yet.
If the researchers are correct and market conditions are right, the future of soybeans may be in factories and fuel as much as food and feed. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Justine Grieve.